must be saying big things must be happening. I must be winning. Trump and me are winning.
Oh yeah, no, Trump is winning. Yes. Okay. Yes. But this is not for you because you have no idea. You don't even know what you are. You don't know where you are. Now, Carolyn.
Yes.
Sorry. Hold on 1 second. You need to join Telegram to see all the news that is news across the living and non-living nation. Telegram.
Okay.
Join
it. Will do. Yeah. Will do.
And follow. Don't worry about Lynn Wood, that psychedelic motherfucker. He's got some bad mushrooms. Don't worry about him. But Sidney Powell is key, and the links are key. Now, we're not trying to change your mind, darling, because we've already changed your mind. You got this. You know what's up. But you need to know okay. Do you know what syncope is?
Syncope, fainting.
Yeah. The world is fixing to experience syncope. So you, Dr. Dean, have to be aware of what's up.
Yeah, got it.
So just
Thank you.
Just now you have a little taste of what to know, then you know what you know. It's kind of like a heads up. That's the same thing when they come to you and they say, how the hell did you figure it out? You're like, well, then you stop. And you don't say non-physical told me. You say, well, here's the science, motherfucker. Right? And you lay it out of how the body in composition allows for minerals to be embraced that change the way the body responds endemically to proper nutritional completements. All right. And then what happens is, once it does that, when exterior corporeal positions, we're trying to be careful with our words so we don't get you tangled up, corporeal positions engage, the body responds in kind. And so what you have here is an adverse, severe case of systemic ascension. and call it a disease, because the little man's going to see it as a disease. So call it as a disease. That's what Fauci's trying to prove. Fauci's trying to make a whole new kind of goddamn disease. If you saw his Fauci thing from the CDC, it's the most. You think we do comic relief?
Yeah.
You should watch that shit. He's trying to say that the mRNA is going to cause a new bacterial infection that's going to kill the world from a small degree of impacted results. The same way, as you said, as you noted earlier, the same way he fucked up the AZT, HIV bullshit. Same way. Same song, different verse. No problem. But don't worry about him. Don't worry. We won't keep him alive. He is the protagonist in this little conversation. We'll show you. It's all good.
Okay.
So we're doing sidebar. We did a little bit of sidebar. We did a little sidebar. We're sorry. Now go to questions because we didn't want to run the show because Bob gets pissy when we start knowing stuff.
Okay.
See, you turn on anything, news, those things that you look, apps, whatever it is that you look at, and you look at it and you go, this is ridiculous. You can't do that. You can't. Okay, dark soul cannot stop the goddamn colonial pipeline to stop gas and jet fuel from falling to the whole East Coast. It's not possible. It's not possible. It's not about probable. It's impossible. How you would get
what was the verb?
Roads,
I didn't get the sentence. What's the verb?
How Dark Soul would stop Colonial Pipeline from pumping fuel to the East Coast?
After it broke or after the ransom or when?
It didn't break. So there's not that much computer involved with moving fuel through a line. So the simplest of Microsoft programs that they use to track the pigs Here's that word again, pigs, to track the pigs, was taken away so they couldn't keep track of what the fuel in the line was. The pumps work without computerization. So the $5 million that was wasted, which wasn't paid by Alpharetta's Colonial Pipeline, it was paid by the United States government.
Yeah, so they paid the ransom, but what did you say I had to do with it? What did I do?
Okay, you were trying to note that how ridiculous that this particular outcome was, that the tiniest little infraction would potentially cause the shutdown of everybody driving on the East Coast. It's serious in several states, Bob. Now, Colonial Pipeline's pumping again, but remember we told you on the show that now you have Valero and BP and Shell Oil, all those refineries, they've got to be retooled. So it's going to take several days to get them back to pumping because everything's full. All the tank farms are full. So there's nowhere for anything to go. So they had to shut down. That's the new delay that will allow gasoline to flow once again. Now, this is a tiny little subset. Now, Carolyn, we're sorry. We're not going to take this down. We got to do Bob's thing right here because he's right on the point. So we got to get it. He'll get a soundbite out of it. But we're not dismissing you, darling. We promise we're not. This is your time, and you'll reclaim it. It's no problem. What's happening now is this is a little tiny little nothing taste. So when they unplug the grid, Coldplay all of a sudden has value.
I don't know what I did. I can't understand what your sentence is saying. I don't know what
side
of
mine. You stood up in the doorway and said, "You dumb motherfuckers, you're depending on the tech body to make you happy. And the tech body's going to fuck you in the butt until you bleed. And you're going to come back and you're going to cry. And I'm not going to give you a time of day because you didn't listen when I told you." Welcome to the
What's that got to do with the oil pipeline? What did I do with the oil pipeline?
The oil pipeline made all of the East Coast vulnerable for their products being delivered, for their mail being delivered, for their ability to go get food, for food to be stocked in their stores. It, in one fell little bitty nothing swoop, stopped the East Coast over nothingness.
Did I stop it? I'm just trying to get to the some point you're trying to say. Did I stop the oil?
Don't blame it. Don't claim it, Bob. Let it go. Don't worry about it. Dark soul did it.
Why am I even in?
Are you the dark soul, Bob?
Apparently. Now, why am I even in the sentence?
Well,
I don't know what I did.
Because they said whatever did this to the Colonial Pipeline was done by Dark Soul.
Who said that?
That's you. The news.
The name of the
you
hacker.
You gotta get off.
Oh, is that right, Carol?
It's called Dark Soul.
Dark Soul.
Girl? That's what they're called.
It's dark something. Let me look.
Soul.
Are they thinking of me?
Yeah.
Mm. Are they thinking of me, Ion?
You listen to the show? You said that already, Bob. We're trying not to make you too goddamn famous, or you're going to wake up in jail.
I know. But
dark
the thing
side. Called Dark Side.
Yeah, not Dark
okay.
Soul.
Dark
that's
side.
A big difference.
Close
okay,
enough.
Dark. No,
close
there's
enough.
Not. No, it's not. That Dark Side is the dark side of the Dark Soul, Bob.
What are they going to do with their $5 million?
We'll put it in an account and give it to somebody. We'll give it to these people that are going to come listen to Fuck You University, Bob. Isn't that what we do with money?
Yeah, but what these people who got the money,
Carolyn,
are they going to be punished?
Carolyn,
are they going to be punished?
Carolyn's supposed to giggle. Carolyn's supposed to
giggle. Not interested.
I'm not even paying attention.
She's not even paying attention, I am.
All Bob does is distract the conversation. Oh, is this about me? Is that about me? Just get on your job, Bob.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
no,
get to work.
It's my job
to work,
is to know this.
Okay.
He's talking about
me. You should be asking about the e-poll then. That's what you should be asking about then.
Mm. Ask about that, Bob.
What is an e-poll?
Oh, okay. It's an electronic poll book, Bob.
Poll book. What's a poll book?
What they use to gauge how what votes don't count.
Mm.
Oh, this is Sidney Powell's world?
It would be. Well, she's not involved in that, but it's being dealt with in Arizona, for sure. And,
so why are you
bringing me up? It's an example of what you're doing because between the dark soul and the dark side, you're the dark side of the dark soul. So we're trying to
what am I doing with the e-poll?
Making them ask questions.
Is that good? Does that help the Arizona audit?
We'll see.
So I'm telling
you
to ask questions about
We're not sure how you want that to come out yet because you're having too much fun. See, right now you're having too much to. Right now you're having too much to talk about. You're having way fun, way too much fun.
I'm not talking about it. I don't talk about it.
You talk every day for about 10 hours about all your stuff. You are having
no, I don't talk about the e-poll or the Arizona audit.
Bob, you talk about the election and how it's going to go and how it's all about you and how you changed it along and how Trump ain't nothing. It's all about you and
that's
you'll
what
decide
you
when
said.
Trump comes back.
I just quoting you. Just quoting you.
Okay, perfect. So when you see that on, when you read that on your facial book, you'll know who said it.
You said it.
That'll be great.
You said it.
Okay, but great. But you quoted. So that you quoted. You quoted, Bob.
So, Bob, Ion said earlier about dark side. He went to the dark side to see what's going on. So that's what he meant. He went to check out the hackers.
Mm-hmm. Which applies to Dobstown.
How does it apply?
Because Dobstown is the representative of the zeitgeist. Of a manipian.
Okay.
Do you know what manipian phatic means, Bob?
Sort of.
What? What do you think manipian phatic means? Give us a definition.
It's your word. It's me going,
And that's exactly what's happening with the dark soul. That's exactly what's happening with the dark side. That's exactly what's happening with the election results. That's exactly what's happening with Joe Biden's regime, however fleeting. That's exactly what's happening with the rise, the rule and reign of Donald John Trump.
I didn't finish. You went on about, yes, what's happening. You do the, with satirical intent, you fake the fatty communion. That's
there is satirical.
Communion.
This is satirically implied. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So we don't know what you said there. We don't want to go
into
too many details.
You're the response. Oh my God. Okay. Never mind. You're right, Bob. Can't fight. We can't beat you, Bob. We gotta go with you.
Back to you, Carolyn.
See how we did that, Carolyn? We flipped it right back to you. We just had to shut up. We got you right back. We got you in there. Reclaim your time, Carolyn. Reclaim your time.
Yeah. Jump in. Jump in. Okay. Bob, because he has to go and wash his hands, wants to know what the little book is.
Okay, we read that already. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. And in the days, the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. That's what's in the little book. And he hath declared to his servants and prophets. That's what Bob does when he declares the little book. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel, and I said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And so the little book becomes the condition from the mighty angel which came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. That's significant. That's a parallel. And a rainbow was upon his head, and a face which, as it were, the sun, that's Bob, and its feet, which are pillars of fire. That's when you stomp down Hail Hill. So that little book represents the condition that causes the loud voice to roar like unto a lion. And it causes the seven thunders to utter their voices. So it's the little book represents the condition. It's like the mechanical bride. It causes a response. So the little book would be the mechanical bride.
That's
the
tech body, Carol.
And Bob yells, that's the tech body, Carol.
Tech body, likely. Very likely.
Very likely, Bob.
Now, Ian started off saying the session that America is about to faint. Or the world is about to faint. Was that from the Sidney Powell revelation or something else?
It's certainly a part of it, but yes, it's fleeting, Bob.
Well, what's fleeting?
They're embarking on a level of senility that cannot be explained.
You mean Biden and Kamala?
All of it. Well, everybody's responding to that now. It's stupid. He gets up there on the stage. He's trying to tell them something about how Colonial Pipeline got hacked and pipelines are the way to go and we got to have some pipelines. And he's the motherfucker that stopped the Keystone Pipeline and says, we're vulnerable. We got to straighten this shit out. The pipelines are gone. We can't have trucks running up down the road with gas and oil on them. That's crazy. That's crazy. He's making a carbon footprint. Y'all can't be up here asking me. Y'all going to get me in trouble. I ain't supposed to be answering all these goddamn questions. I can't be answering all these questions. They yell at me. Do you know what they do to me when I get out of here? I can't be talking to y'all. Oh, I love answering y'all's questions, though. They're so smooth in my ear. I want to answer them. Y'all going to get me in trouble if I start engaging with the zeitgeist.
Well, the stupid reporters in the White House, are they still under constraints and not allowed to really probe at them and dig at them, or they're getting impatient?
They can do whatever they want to. They don't care. They're trying to keep him. They're trying to keep him pumped up, or they're going to get Trump back. They're scared. Bob, the only problem that the United States of America has right now, according to the Democrats, is how are we going to keep Trump from coming the fuck back? They fix and take the Senate, they fix and take the House, they fix and put Donald J. Trump as a viceroy over the United States of fucking America.
Yeah, Trump is, you're certain that Trump is not coming back as president, correct?
He never was president. He was only viceroy.
Right. You mean he acted like a viceroy when in the first term?
Mm-hmm. He got rid of the Federal Reserve. He got rid of all the offices. He abolished the legislative branch. He did away with all that. He made them all look like fools. So, yeah.
Now, in doing that, did he piss off the little government bureaucrats who were not part of the deep state? It just pissed
we
off.
We don't know what that is.
Reports.
We don't know who that. We don't know. We don't know who they are. We don't know what the deep state is. That's your words. We don't know deep state. What is deep state?
Deep state. The deep state is the cabal that took over in 1963. That
no,
you referred to.
No, 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 no. That's May Brussels' version of the deep state. No. What is Ezra Pound's version of the deep state, Bob?
Well, he was pretty Gnostic, pretty biblical, so
yeah.
Maybe he was talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he was talking about the angels.
Yeah.
He was aware of that.
We are too.
Now you,
we are
right,
too.
But you did say, listen, you did say during the McLuhan Centenary in 2011 that Wyndham Lewis was the best on their angels. The only one who wrote about him.
Yeah.
So how's he different from Pound on that point?
Oh, that's easy. Ezra, the book of Ezra, book 7. You don't have to read it. They can look it up.
Is that something in the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ezra, the book of Ezra, 7.
So you're not talking about Ezra Pound?
Yes, we are. That is about Ezra Pound. He was a son of Eleazar.
What about Eleazar?
That was his daddy.
Right. So he studied the angels differently than Wyndham Lewis.
Yeah. But now, we actually like Lewis Carroll's version of it better. It makes more sense today. Down the rabbit hole, Bob.
Yeah,
when you start listening to Nasty Pelosi, it becomes Lewis Carroll rather than Wyndham Lewis.
Right, but Lewis wrote about the angels blatantly. Pound didn't write about the angels. That was secret in his writing?
No, he made references to it from Babylon. Ezra went up from Babylon, and when he was ready, a ready scribe in the law of Moses and the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him his request according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the singers and the porters and the Nethinims unto Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. The 5th month. That's what's coming in now. The 5th month, Bob. 5th month. And the 7th year of
May.
The king.
The 7th year of the king. Is that the 7th year of Trump's viceroy thing that's been going on
You'll
since 2015?
You'll see. Yep.
You're talking about this month, May.
Yeah,
May
we
is
are.
The 5th month. Well, actually, 7 years is 2014. That's when we got rid of Matthew Hurtado. That's when we took off 7 years ago. So you were quoting from the book of Ezra, and Ezra Pound identified with the book of Ezra, took it personally.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the DIA, Bob.
Yeah, that was his anachrony. He said, oh, that's me. He did a Bob there. An open L influence.
The Defense Intelligence Agency, yes.
Yeah, Demetrius' son works for the DIA, sent over here to keep his eye on Bob, right? How's he doing it? I never see him. I don't know what his son's doing. Is he spying on me?
He reports to Lord J. Austin III.
Right, and what is he? I never see him, so is he watching me secretly?
Yeah.
Yeah, his father is not aware of that. Demetrius is not aware of what his son's doing.
No. But if you want to, you can contact Joseph Cox at 44-20-8133-5190 if you would like to turn yourself in, Bob.
If he's in England?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Demetrius' wife listens a lot to Ion. Is she spying on behalf of her son?
She don't, Crystal. She don't get very much of our
work. No, wait. I'm not talking about that, Demetrius. I'm talking about Dmitri, the Greek Navy intelligence guy. who I first met of that
not
game.
Not Demetrius, not Demetrius.
Yeah, I don't know what he's called, Dimitri or something, but not...
Well, how are you going to give a quote if you don't even know who you're talking about, Bob? Come on,
okay,
there.
So we erase all that. You were talking about Demetrius of Colorado Springs, and that's not relevant. It's not what I'm talking about, okay? Or did you mean...
Unless you want to turn yourself in with Joseph Cox, which would be the other
did
one,
you mean,
which
did
works
you,
for MI6.
Yeah. Demetrius of Colorado Springs, is he the one that's working for this guy in England?
It's not Demetrius, it's Demetrius.
Yeah, whatever. There's the kid who's in Colorado Springs, and then there's this older guy, the 72, who's from Greece, and he worked in American Navy Intelligence, and he brought his son over.
They know each other. They know each other.
The two Demetriuses?
Yep.
Right. So is the Greek Demetrius working for the British guy?
Yeah. You can email him at jfcox@jabber.ccc.de if you want to.
So his son is in the DEI and came over here. What are they observing? What do they want to know?
They want to know all of the DOD components that you're doing, buying, selling, any court orders that you have interrupted or that you have net flowed and any changing of domain name systems and any records that you've come across with domestic internet communications. And then the ISP have crossed with the other conditions with the U.S. IP addresses on the other side of that are located abroad, that you have contacted and or set up international relations between what we all know as the quote-unquote mountain, which is not Kuala Lumpur but might be Hong Kong, and any essential form of your internet browsing history. Uh-oh. Yeah, Bob, nobody pays for porn anymore, so Carolyn's going to find out, just so you know. But anyway, that's all they're after.
Yeah, and the Bob that's doing that is not me. It's another one of the Bobs. Another Bob.
Oh, whatever, Bob. Whatever you want to call. Carolyn's listening. You tell it. It's your story, Bob. You tell it any way you want to.
Yeah, well, it ain't me. I'm not involved with all that, but there could be another Bob.
You don't
that.
Even know what the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is, Bob. What the fuck
right.
are you talking about?
Yeah,
no,
why
I'm
would
just
they?
Saying.
I'm telling you, I'm not involved. It's the other Bobs who are subsets of Bofanel.
Okay.
Subsets of
okay.
Subsets of Bofanel.
Good luck with that. We got a little
Subset
motherboard for you, Bob. We got a little motherboard for you,
He's
Bob.
He's trying to claim I know what I'm doing, Carolyn. It's not true.
Yeah.
Nobody believes
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's under U.S. Special Operations Command, SOCOM. Yeah, you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
S-O-M.
Good for you, Bob. This is a...
Yeah,
this
no.
is SM, no, you're supposed to say SMH, shaking my head.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so
we said some words. We said some fucking words, though, didn't we?
Yeah. Maybe it might be accurate. Who's working on behalf of the Queen? That's the person working for the Queen, correct?
Now you're going to talk in shit now, don't you? You were doing good up until you approached, right before you breached the Fourth Amendment, Bob. You were doing good until you did that.
Okay, so. This topic was what? What were we talking about? So what was I talking about, Carol? How did I get onto this stuff about...
You're talking about Rand Paul, Chuck Schumer, Mike Lee, Stephen Dane, Edward Markey, Tammy Baldwin, Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown, Brian Schatz, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, Jeff Merkel, John Tester, Martin Heydrich, Daisy Haroni, Patty Murray,
yeah.
Mary
Cantrell,
Lee,
fine,
Patrick
fine.
Leah,
you're wasting my time.
Richard Blumenthal, and Warren.
So what? They're fucking Democrats. What about them? Why are you listing them?
Because you're working for them, Bob, apparently.
Okay, so what were we talking about, Carol? The fainting. What is the fainting of America?
Oh, and they're About to go to sleep, Bob.
Oh, and they're going to sleep because they can't calibrate what's happening anymore?
Yeah, the cohesive caliphate is going to be corrosive.
It seems to me, Ion, that you started talking about the aliens, me and the aliens, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, after you said, you know, Bob, we're going to say that you got the Coldplay from the aliens. So you said that, and then you made up this whole bullshit history of us and the aliens and drama and all that stuff.
No.
It's a fake excuse.
You're just catching up. That's kind of like the imminent Pentagon UFO report. That was done long before you called for it, so you don't worry about it.
Yeah, they say that report's due, you know, by Boomsday or something. You're saying that report was done years ago?
And the better one is the Phoenix Lights, Bob's. The Phoenix Lights. That's when you need to watch.
Yeah, March 11th, 1991, maybe. Is that right?
There you go. Say hoops. Hoops, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carol, that was the date of Nancy and Walter in Hawaii on that date. It was on the photo in the laboratory. It was their honeymoon, maybe. Maybe when they got married.
Maybe. I don't know if they've ever had a honeymoon or not, Bob, but we're still waiting to see. She don't live there no more. Yeah.
No, but the lights and Phoenix Lights happening on that day, it has something to do with the mirror connection in Carolyn and Bob?
It's a stretch.
Okay, because a month later, Carolyn, April 22nd, 1991, Joe Dunn Sloan gave you the D-cell formula. Was that a byproduct of the lights?
Yeah, no, you're trying to bring Robert Bigelow into this now with the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. That's what you're working on at the Belafonte work, Bob. You can't play that.
Well, that's Elizondo, that guy.
You can't play that, Bob.
You
can't play that, Bob.
But here's an interesting point. The New Age world in New York, I established contact with it, even though I was personally doing the Evergreens, but nobody in New York knew about it. But I established contact with Alan Steinfeld, a person I met in the bookstore, introduced me to Alan in the spring of 2000. Alan interviewed me at Manhattan Neighbor Network on April 14th, and that's the day the .com started to crash. So it was the first time I was on TV and affected the market. So then Alan and I had talked about UFOs and all that stuff. And he went to the Yucatan for the December 21st, 2012, return of the Exodus, whatever people thought the Mayan calendar's ending would mean in terms of aliens. And nobody showed up. The aliens didn't show up, so he was disappointed. So I got him to talk to you, and then we talked to him on his show, and he came to our show. So I always thought, well, he'll be shocked when it comes out that I'm talking to the aliens and representing him and humanity. So all of a sudden, on the Linda Moulton Howe show a few days ago, probably since last week's session, he's got a book out called Making Contact, where he got in touch with all the major alien experts like Linda Moulton Howe and got them to contribute an essay or a story about their life or something. So he released that book on May 4th.
Carolyn, he's wasting his time babbling on and on. What are you asking about? God damn.
I'm asking about the connection between me and Alan Steinfeld. Right when I'm going to be doing the UFO thing, he's going to get attention as the guy with the book out, timely book. As the Pentagon releases stuff, he's got the book out that people will use to get an orientation to the meme. And so I was wondering how we were connected. I'm the guy he's really talking about, but he doesn't know it. The book's called Making Contact.
Oh.
What do you see in our connections with Alan Steinfeld?
You're connected at the hip. You're probably some wanton homosexual lovers who never connected, Bob, probably.
We are. Me and Alan are.
Probably are. We can't tell.
Right. So is his book significant in relation to what I'm doing?
No.
Nope. Okay.
It's just passion's plaything, Bob. Just passion's plaything.
Oh, he's a typical gay guy. I spurned him, and he got upset.
Well, and see, it starts off good, but you know how it goes. That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, but back to this alien story you're making up. Isn't this all just part of us making up?
We just report. We don't make up. Son of a bitch.
Well,
we don't make up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what you make. You said we're going to make up the fact that the aliens gave us Coldplay. Why are we doing that?
No, we're making the link because otherwise you have to prove it. You can't. You're not very smart, Bob. You're not Pons and Fleischmann. You don't know what Jack Sarfatti's trying to tell you.
Yes, I do. I have my own formulas. I've got formulas.
You don't even know what the tic-tac is. You can't win an argument with that. He knows what tic-tacs are when you want to kiss a girl and you throw a tic-tac in your mouth. You don't even know what Donald Trump knows about kissing somebody. You damn homo sapien.
Okay,
you don't have a clue.
Yeah. So listen, homo sapien sapien to you, buddy. Now listen to this. I created the Coldplay by doing the high alchemy of evoking ion. Okay? What I explained.
High alchemy. Is that as opposed to low alchemy?
Yeah. High alchemy.
Carolyn, I did the low alchemy. I saved Bob. Bob created us with high alchemy. We saved Bob with low alchemy.
Carolyn. I saved Carolyn's career with bringing in the
ion. Carolyn's trying to save you, Bob, so she can live another day. She's got you.
Yeah. Okay, so try to focus on the question. Why are we saying the aliens did it? That's worse than saying that I don't know anything. Why are the aliens doing it?
We're trying to displace it so they don't kill your fucking ass.
Okay, so if they found out I did it, they would kill me. So that's what we're protecting.
They'd make you hang like Weejot 68. They'd put you on the hooks, and you'd last 30 seconds, and you'd tell them every goddamn thing you know, like the codes, how to get into. We can't say that. What the codes are, and we can't tell what temperature Carolyn likes her pool water. We can't tell what temperature. So Carolyn's gonna be swimming in living water, just so you know. You won't, but she will, because you don't.
Okay,
she was swimming in living water.
Okay, so. We were talking about the aliens.
55,000 gallons, Carolyn. 55,000 gallons is a good one.
Yeah. So the we're only going to the bunker to keep Bob alive, right?
No, we're going to the bunker to let the storm pass over. Once the storm passes over, we're going to relook at it and do something different.
Now listen, so the storm passes over. No, the storm consists of the Black Plague that's coming, that is here in Minnesota.
And worse.
And worse. And the caldera blowing up. You balk at that one.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll get back to you. Hey, Bob. We'll get back to you.
So the fainting is the collapse of the Biden image. What? Give me some aspects of what causes the fainting of America.
Syncope.
Yeah, what was syncope, Carolyn?
Fainting.
Well, that's fainting. But what is the content of the fainting? Is it the eyes
fall out?
They can't take it.
They can't take it. It's overwhelming. They're just all going to go to sleep.
Everybody in the Democratic Party? Is that what you're talking about?
And others.
Is Trump going to go to sleep?
Hell no. Trump's busy. He ain't going to sleep. He's trying to find out what the fuck you... But Trump's busy trying to find out what the fuck you're going to do next. He's listening to Cindy Powell's hoping that she'll get a clue to tell him what to do next so he can win again.
Right. Win what? The presidential race?
You talk too much.
Okay.
You talk too much.
You're not telling us anything. So
This is about American Marxism, Bob. American Marxism. Come on now.
Well, Cosmic Awareness predicted in the late 60s that America would go Marxist.
Yeah. We know. So did Greg Duffelbag and his goddamn foreign wives.
Yeah, so that's the worst the prediction came true with this Marxist thing 50 years later?
Oh, maybe. We'll see what's left of it if they live through it. I don't know if they're going to live through it. We'll see.
Okay, so the 100
it's a
Democratic
nice argument
lawyers,
to have. It's a nice argument to have. It's a hard one to sustain, you know?
Yeah. So the 100, and let's use McLuhan's term, software communism versus hardware communism.
We're gonna see if Marshall McLuhan's valid at all when we get through. We'll see.
Yeah. So, well, nobody's valid. That's the point of my chart. I'm the only one who's valid. Okay.
Furry Lynn's valid. God damn it, Furry Lynn's valid.
Well, that's me. That's me.
Well.
So
I can't tell. What about the Turning Taxons? Turning Taxons valid.
They're gone.
But no. They're gone now, but they were valid. So you can't they were not invalid.
Yeah.
So just because they're not here, that's not
No talking over. The Turning Taxons are mentioned in the beginning of Finney's Wake. Okay? So Joyce knew. Okay, back to so you have the Democrat lawyers, 100 of them, raiding Arizona audit. Will the people running the audit, I guess they're Republicans, be impervious to the attacks of the Supreme Court and everybody else is going to go after the Arizona audit? Or are you up in the air about it? You don't know. Bob doesn't know yet.
Oh, as if they're talking over experience, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, just answer when I finish talking. Are the 100 Democrat lawyers going to stop the Arizona audit, or is it well protected by me? It's well protected.
They're not going to stop it.
And that's the beginning of the fainting when that goes through the six
in some
states.
Some may feign to faint, Bob.
Right. And we have to watch for them. They're a problem.
Watch ye therefore, you know not the day. So, yes.
Okay, the next point. The colonial pipeline crisis, is that the beginning of the grid getting shut down or failing?
Bob,
is it part of the grid?
Years ago. Sorry, what do you mean, speak over?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bob,
told me years ago.
Bob, we told you years ago about a company called Kinder Morgan. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Know them
who
well.
Who owns the right-of-way that the Colonial Pipeline runs on?
Kinder Morgan.
That's correct. So Kinder Morgan's going to get paid regardless. So the draconian pigs that have gone awry, which poor Ara is going to go to school to learn about fucking pigs, we ain't figured that quite out yet. Just get the fucking pigs and raise them. You don't have to go to school to learn about fucking pigs. That's kind of stupid. But anyway, that's another thing. Those conditions are a symptom of the larger problem. All we're doing is bringing up the point that dark soul, the dark night, the dark matter, what do they call it? The dark shit asses, what do they call them, Bob? You said it. Callum said it. The dark something.
Dark side.
Dark soul. Okay, dark side. It's like, oh my God, it's like Dark Shadows. Remember Colin on Dark Shadows? You never watched it. That was a good show, Colin, with the Dark Shadows. So it's like Dark Shadow, the dark side. The dark side gave them a little taste of what $5 million will get you. And so in a little of nothing, it stopped all creation over nothing. Okay, if that's so easy to do, that because that was impossible. If it's so easy to do, watch what's coming next. And so then the next thing you know, it'll be the next thing won't be electricity. Next thing will be the internet. You know that thing that, remember that thing that, remember that thing
I,
who did global warming?
I know it.
He ran
Gore.
For president.
Gore invented it.
Al Gore invented the internet. Yeah. Well, he's going to get mad and turn it off, Bob. He's going to get mad and turn it off. Next thing will be the internet. And, ooh, people can't, they can't, they won't be able to track their doggy coins.
Right. So you're saying the grid goes down after the internet goes down.
Yeah. And then, but see, we got to get everything ready from that side because you have to have what we call the solar breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this, remember, we're saying different now. Carolyn knows it as the solar winds. We're going to call it the solar breeze. This is where this makes the disturbance that causes the first part of the northern
light. Right.
Don't start shit. You're just going to send everybody crazy. Good people that are going to offend, they'll go kill themselves after they listen to you carry on, Bob. You can't be talking that shit like that. Don't say that. It's not the EMP yet. We got to get them right ready. They don't even have the... Tell Carolyn that Betty White is on the products, 100%.
Woo-hoo.
What got her on the products? Who told her about them?
Paula Jennings.
And who is she connected to that we know?
Oh, I don't know that. She works with her trying to take care of her medicines and this, that, and the other. She's amazingly on very few medicines, by the way. That they were trying to, they almost had her on a statin, which is a fucked up thing, but she declined that. She's trying this, she calls it MagMag. She don't call it Remag. She calls it MagMag. So we're going to go with
MagMag. Okay, so we have the grid is goes down after, so the Colonial Pipeline is the beginning of the collapse of the grid because it was so vulnerable.
And then you have the next problem is going to be the Plantation Pipeline.
Plantation what? Popular?
Pipeline. Pipeline.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah, look it
so
up.
Who is Al Gore the hijacker, the hacker of the pipeline and got $5 million?
Fuck no, he's about dead. No, you got the $5 million, Bob. Just tell President Biden, he's gonna call you up and talk to you about it.
No, he isn't. Okay, so
well, he will. He may, but you don't answer the damn phone anyway, so it really don't matter, does it?
I do answer the phone. But it rings.
Uh-huh.
I'd like it clarified what the heck's going on in Washington, D.C., because Ed's been posting pictures by Kelly Marie or somebody, who goes around the city and finds no people, but you can drive around. They don't seem to interrupt that. But she's finding clusters of cop cars at one place. Then suddenly they go to another place. And then they're in a third place. What the heck is going on in empty Washington? I want to know who's protecting who. And does it involve the aliens or something we don't know about? Why is it the Capitol building is blocked off? Why are these things happening in the city?
Because, well, we already explained that. We already told you why. And that's the same case why.
No, I don't know that. It wasn't clear. Why? Say it again. What's the why that you're going to say?
Because the Washington is empty, Bob.
Yeah, why is it empty?
Because they're not there.
Why aren't they there?
Because some of them are in jail, and others are dead, and others aren't there because they're scared they're going to be dead.
So
the same
you
way,
go along
it's
with...
the same way. It's the same way. No. We don't go along with anything. Because most of that shit they make up is some stupid shit. No, it's no good.
No, they're saying that. They're saying people, James Comey just got killed the other day. There's little military tribunals, a lot of the nuts on the net say this, or the suppressed net.
Yeah.
And they're going
they
on, and you're well, you're saying what they're saying, but you know what you're talking about. So why have the families know these politicians have been killed? families of Sumer and Putin.
Some of them.
And they're not
some
talking.
Some think you're out of town. They can't talk.
Because they've got a gun at them, too? They know that?
No comment. No comment.
Well, when you say no comment, that means yes. They've got a gun at them. And all those...
It's because all you're going to do is you're going to cause a problem. You're going to set something in motion that you have no control over. That's what's happening right now when the rift got opened further from the Thompson Quadrant that everybody's having to overcome, which made some of what we said sound like it was a goddamn lie. Well, it was not a goddamn lie. We're not a liar. We have no reason to lie. It's just showing up the way it shows up. And then you get up there and say, I don't believe nothing Ion says. I don't know what Ion is. I invented it, but I'm not a very good creator. It's a bunch of bullshit. I don't even know why we're having this conversation. I just listen. And some things are okay, but I don't know about all this other stuff. And as you play with that a little further, which we like that very good because it makes us look good when we win, but the conditions meet the outcomes that are showing up at a level or precedent that this rip is proving. So basically, we don't have to prove it. So when everybody falls dead, it'll be because what Fauci said. You didn't follow Fauci, so that's why you're dying. I told you to wear the mask. I told you to get the vaccine. I told you to stay away from this. I told you to do this. I told you to, sit on the sofa and watch the Netflix. I told you not to go outside. And then we'll let Fauci be the heavy on it. It'll be great.
He's gonna gloat that everybody's dying. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll gloat that he'll say, I told you.
So, Israel. You say Israel's going down. They got the dome. That's protecting them. Mm-hmm. There's people celebrating. Yay, the dome
not
protected
long.
Us.
Not long.
And so this is the Armageddon war as far as Israel is concerned, because they're going to lose this war. That's what you're saying.
Do you look at the chat line when you're having fuck you university?
Not much during it. I'll look at it after.
Well, did you see our words?
I don't know. I read them all.
Ayatollah Khomeini. They're giving new bombs to Gaza that will breach the Iron Curtain. They're already having trouble because they've never had so many bombs so broad spread.
So everybody's been saying Israel is super powerful for the last 40, 50 years. They got atomic bombs and stuff.
They're just barely 50 fucking years old. So you can't say that.
And the image was that they were stronger than any Arabs, so the Arabs backed off. But now you're saying the Arabs got some secret weaponry from Putin.
No. Palestine. They've never battled the Arab. This is not about Babylon, Bob. This isn't about Prussia. This is about Golan Heights. This is about the proletarians, as we call it, that are trying to say that Israel was theirs.
Yeah, and what? They've decided to start bombing Israel?
They got help.
From aliens?
From the Arabs.
Who got their stuff from Putin?
No comment.
See, remember Putin announced a year or two ago they had an amazing new weapon that nobody could beat. And you said that's true. Are they giving that to the Palestinians?
Not yet.
But they will.
We got to see. We have to see. Wait. We have to see. See, you're not counting Turkey in the Palestinian connection.
Is Turkey against America and against Israel?
It depends on what happens in Syria. We'll have to see.
Right. Now, we're not broadcasting any of this. We don't talk about Israel being blown up.
You can do that. You can do this. No. You can do this. It's about Gaza. The issue is Gaza. And there, it's going to be a full-scale war, and it's going to happen straight out. And Israel may make the first part, but they won't make the long haul. And that's why Bibi Netanyahu, which we also, people didn't even know who Bibi Netanyahu was, these dumb fucks on your fucking fucked up university. They don't even know what this shit's going on. So they don't know nothing. That's what you need to know. Them children need education. That's what you need. And so then they stop. You go to the beach and they ask Greg Duffel about Bibi Netanyahu like he motherfucking would know anything. And he's stammering around. He didn't even know what the rip was. It's pretty ridiculous, but we're not trying okay. to get glib. But he don't pay attention enough to be tutoring people in fuck you university. So therefore, Israel might make the first cut, but they won't make the long haul. Spiritual Israel, which you brought up and said, wait a minute, that's different. That has to do with the tribes of Israel, and they're not stuck in Jerusalem. But we're not trying to make this about an Israeli fall. We're trying to make this a rudimentary conflict. That's what moves the battle to the Valley of Megiddo. You heard of that, right? You know, that's real close to Loudoun County, right, Bob?
Loudoun County's in Virginia.
Okay.
That's where Ruth
is. Close. Yeah, it's close, isn't it?
Okay. So well, the people who rule Loudoun County and just press the Ruth.
We just told you something.
The people who rule Loudoun County and suppress LaRouche, put them in jail, are the ones who prop up Israel. Same people.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So there's your connection. But
that's what caused the 6-day war, Bob.
Loudoun? The Loudoun people did that?
Yes, of course.
What was Reinhard, I was just talking about that, what was Reinhard Galen's role in that?
Propagandist.
Right, and he was not helping America, even though he worked for them at that point.
Fuck no.
He's still
very few of Americans are fighting for America. They're all kind of lunatics now, Bob. They just hate the U.S.
Right. Now, you're saying that Loudoun County in 67 had something to do with the Arab-Israeli War? Is it because of the people who owned, controlled Loudoun County, did the war?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking
that
this
was
the beginning.
The 5th through the 10th of June, 67.
Yeah, I know. I was very active in that situation. You can read it in my diaries.
And so Loudoun County was pulling for Syria, not Jordan.
Okay. Right. But Israel got Gaza Strip. Israel got Gaza.
Got,
or was that
got,
73?
Gaza, not Gazra. Gaza. Gaza Strip, not
Gaza.
Gazra.
Damn. So I was wondering.
You're confusing that with the Yom Kippur War.
Yeah, in 73. Yeah.
October.
Wondering.
That was October the 6th.
October 73.
October the 6th. 1973.
And that's why they assassinated Sadat on October 6, 81.
Anwar Sadat, yeah.
That was the anniversary, right? That's why they did it that
day. Yes.
So, back to what I was trying to
say. We're so glad.
You're not nearly
as fucked up as we thought you were.
Yeah, so listen to this. I thought that this was the beginning and wondered if this was the beginning of the Armageddon scenario, and you're saying it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it actually began with the Palestine War in 47, but that's another conversation, Bob.
Right. But we're in the tribulations right now. Is the Armageddon...
You're worse than that. You're in the rip of the Armageddon right now. It's worse.
Well, we're in the tribulations. You established that for another year.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, but that has nothing to do with this. Have you ever read William Irwin Thompson, Bob?
Yep.
You have? Okay. This is the rip inside William Irwin Thompson, which makes tribulation have more credence or be more valued or be more, well, cancel culture would make it more valid. Valid. We don't know how to say it. Valid.
The tribulations in the Bible, do they have the Armageddon happening during the tribulations?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so that's
of course,
part of
but
what's
the
happening.
Rip, I know, but the rip magnifies it. It makes people do stupid shit. That's what causes. In the Armageddon, you don't have the purge. Remember the movie The Purge? For people to
Is
kill
the purge
each other
happened?
Just for something to do. It's happening now. People are taking bricks and just bashing people's skull in. For no, they don't know them.
Right.
They don't have nothing against them. They're not mad. They just walk up to them. They got the video cameras showing them, bashing them in the skull. Little Asian people bash them in the skull because they don't like them. Mostly niggers, but you know how they go.
Yeah, so we moved here in June 2008, and that's before ION made themselves visibly, obviously in presence, but you were around us the year before. Did you move us here to be in the park at the end of time to be protected from something?
We had to put you in the fifth gate. You had to go to the fifth gate. It's the only way.
Right.
Otherwise, you would be tangled up in the 1619 project, Bob, and we can't have that.
Right, and so if we so you removed us that long ago because the unfolding of the tribulations could have happened at any time between 2008 and now, correct?
We'd say some say it did.
Yeah, well, the financial collapse happened as soon as we got here. So we got out before that. We've been, quote, protected.
And Karen says yes, and we moved to the most expensive place to live in the world. That's beautiful during a global meltdown.
Yes, but I was wealthy. I was wealthy, so
well,
it was okay.
Congratulations. But if you're so wealthy, you shouldn't have to keep telling us, Bob. We ought to know it by now, don't you think?
I'm not. I don't keep telling you. I haven't said it like this ever. So, anyways,
okay.
So we were protected at that point from what we are now witnessing. And the 1619 project, I've heard about that, but I'm not sure exactly. Is that the blacks? That's the reparations? What's the 1619
no, that's
thing?
They say that's when America started. That's when slavery was begat. That's when they started bringing the colored people over to work in the cotton fields. We don't know who brought them. We don't know who bought them. We don't know who controlled them. We don't know who owned them because there wasn't very many people here in 1619, but apparently that's when it started.
Was J.W.'s ancestors here in 1619 in America?
No. They came later. They got here before Reconstruction, which would be 1832.
Oh, J.W. says they came over with the Pilgrims.
Well, the Pilgrims didn't get there much before that, Bob.
The Pilgrims got there in 1619, 1650.
No, they most certainly goddamn did not. That you're confusing that. Oh, my God. You're confusing that up with the John Birch Society, Bob. You can't tangle that mess up. Next thing you know, you're going to be, no, that's Plymouth Rock bullshit. Those people died. Every damn one of them died. Don't worry about all that. It's a little later than that.
The 1619 Project is a long-form journalism project developed by Nicole Hannah-Jones, writers from the New York Times and New York Times Magazine, which, quote, aims to reframe the country's history by placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of black Americans at the very center of the United States national narrative, unquote. It was first published in New York Times Magazine August 2019 for the 400th anniversary of the arrival of first enslaved Africans in the English colony of Virginia. The project later included a broadsheet article, live events, and a podcast. So that I would have got swept up in that somehow?
Okay, we're good. It's a rip-torn position, Bob. Rip. It's like cancel culture. It's like Me Too. It's like all this other shit. It's fleeting. It's just sticking a little bit. People are acting crazy about it. They're trying to spend money regarding it, but don't worry. It's fleeting, Bob. It'll be over soon.
Okay, so here's an interesting point. the inhabitants of the American continent, which was the best chip off the original Yamaka continent, they ended up leaving America and went to Europe, or maybe just England. But they went over there across the sea, across the pond, and occupied European history, we'll say. And Ayn talks about the little Commonwealth of Virginia and how the Queen, Elizabeth II, has a little plot of land or ownership in Virginia. Would that be a connection from the original people who sold the continent to the islands or to the Indians, made a written agreement or something, and then they moved to Europe? But the symbol of them coming from America rather than coming from Europe and coming to America, they went from America to Europe. The symbol of that is a little property you talk about the Queen owning in Virginia. Am I right about that?
William and Mary.
Right. That was the connect. That's the connection to the real history. Well, really,
Williamsburg.
That's why they preserved it as a fake tourist thing. But there was the historical preservation that was really intended.
It's a little bigger than that.
Yeah, it was. Whatever it is. Never been there.
That was That was Queen Mary II and King William III. Come on now.
Yes, and they came from America.
Of course.
And they left a little...
1693, as you'd say it.
So, yeah, no wonder nobody came over here. Nobody had gone to Europe yet to come back here in 1619.
Basically. But they tangled up all this shit. They tangled up everything saying that Harvard University is older. It's kind of like, you people are stupid. They're making all this shit up about stuff. It's some of them before fucking books were goddamn written, and they're telling all about the historical reviews of being a review in the Skull and Crossbones, and this is how we got... Come on now, Bob. It's a little silly. You got to go to the bowels of Philadelphia. Sorry, I don't mean to speak over.
Yeah, go to the bowels of
Philadelphia to find out the true rudiment of the details, because there you can find evidentiary conditions. J.W. has those. You've heard him speak of that.
Yes, yes.
With the Union, remember the Union League?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the hotel. He told me he went there. I knew that. Now listen to this.
Yeah, don't talk about all that. My phone number is 757-221-4000. You can call and ask them if you want to.
Ask who? The Philadelphia people?
No, William and Mary.
Oh, okay. They're still alive.
The school is still alive, yeah.
The school?
Yeah, William and Mary is a college.
Right.
University.
So you mean the university has the records?
Uh-huh. They do.
Okay. Okay, so listen to this. So the cabal that took over after the Kennedy assassination are centered in Loudoun County. LaRouche was moved to Loudoun County. So LaRouche, as the Evergreens pointed out, got infiltrated or got taken over or got bought off the cabal, right? They would feed LaRouche information. So he was heavily implicated in the cabal that he was publicly criticizing.
Yeah. Yeah, LaRouche got his impetus from James Monroe. He was related to the fifth U.S. president.
Okay. But
actually, he was related to Daniel Tompkins, but that was close enough.
But LaRouche is like any dictator that America propped up after World War II for their services, like Saddam Hussein and everybody else. LaRouche was like an intellectual dictator.
You say Saddam Hussein, he's nothing. They put Saddam Hussein in power. What about the Ayatollah Khomeini?
Okay.
Well, we put him in place. You can't call him a bad guy when the U.S. put him in play. He didn't. You can't say that like that.
Here, let me finish the point here. That's what I'm saying. The American propped up dictators all over the place, made them friends, and they served the police purposes for the world of environment of America. And then those people were betrayed eventually, always. Saddam Hussein, the guy down in Panama. They all were betrayed. LaRouche is
Noriega,
brought in.
You're saying Noriega.
Yeah, Noriega. Right.
Manuel Noriega. Mm-hmm.
as an intellectual influence on pop culture, the baby boomers in the late 60s, early 70s. LaRouche was brought in, an intellectual, Saddam Hussein, to impress the baby boomers, hijacked them for something that Loudoun County cabal could control. But in the end, Loudoun County cabal betrayed LaRouche. Correct?
And you're saying as they did everybody. We say, okay, yes.
That's why, okay, they betrayed Mae Brussel, Frank Zappa, Lynn LaRouche, Marsha McLuhan, Herbert W. Armstrong, Finnegan's Wake, Cosmic Awareness, Dave Worcester, Chris Samardi, William Irwin Thompson, Arthur Coker. All the people I list got betrayed by the Loudoun cabal.
Yep.
You agree?
Yep.
Very
he
good.
Said
that's
that.
Very good.
Right.
That's good. Okay. Hurry up. Get some sound bites.
Yeah, cool. Now, I've been watching Amazing Polly, she calls herself, comes out of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and she makes an
We're so sorry. You got too much time on your hands, Bob. You should work on your fuck you university.
Okay. So Polly does good documentation of the statements of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the Davos Forum and their statements about us merging our biological, physical, and digital, I don't know what they call it. I don't think they say bodies, digital entities, digital parts or something. So this Schwab guy with his fourth industrial revolution, is he in charge of something? Intellectually?
No. They're just reporting on it.
Well, he's talking. I mean, there's a major bureaucratic intellectual talking about the merger of physical, biological, digital aspects of ourselves.
That's like a narcissist telling someone they're a polygamist, Bob.
but this narcissist is using my five-body model.
Got it, but they're not qualified to know what it is. They don't know.
That's right.
They don't know the tiny note. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know what a septad is. They don't know how to draw a pentad on something. So you can't sit there and say they're quoting your chart. That's ridiculous, Bob.
Okay, so these people that Paulie finds is a big threat to us, to our old values. You find it's laughable, her concern. She shouldn't be upset about these people. They're nobody.
Well, the only reason she has a concern is so people don't watch your goddamn YouTube videos. Otherwise,
oh,
what difference does it make?
Well,
okay, that's fine. But so we're gonna have death and desecration. So you have something to do. Okay, we like that.
What do you mean?
That's like everything else. That's like everything else in your world. You watch people die, so you have something to see. That's nice, Caroline. There's your trouble, honey. It ain't the Coroni. It's Bob. Bob's the trouble. Bob is the trouble.
Okay, Ion. What is a virus?
An unseen, potentially realized shift in a polymered version of DNA.
Would you say, as a result of the words you just uttered, the virus is something, as opposed to Tariq
certainly.
And the people say there's no such thing as a virus?
It most certainly is. It most certainly. Tariq is the one that Tariq don't even know what a tax lien is, and he's having to pay one off. So there's a lot of things Tariq doesn't know, Bob. So you can't go by that.
I know, but I just bring up as an example. Other people say the virus is a myth. You're saying it's not a myth. I see the virus as something
it's
in between
embraced.
The merger of the five bodies. It's a five-body
it's
phenomenon.
It's embraced. It's embraced. It is embraced. So, yeah.
By humans, so therefore it is. That's
okay.
What you mean.
Whatever. Humans, aliens, booger man, you know, whatever.
So listen to this. So if you have the chip body, which is different from the chemical body, different from the astral body, different from the TV body, the mixture of those bodies, as scientists, you know, 50, 70 years ago started looking through the microscopes and try to incorporate the weird world of the chip landscape, the virus is there. Composite of the effects of mixing the concepts of the four or five bodies, right? It's a
a virtual biology, you could say, is the way
okay,
they use
it's
virtual.
A stretch. It's a stretch, but yeah, whatever, that's good.
Because you say it is biological, not a product of the virtual. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, Candace Owen says Trump looks very healthy. Why does Trump look healthy?
Because he's thriving.
Right. I have here, Ion devised an alien alibi that led to the supposedly new details and revelations about Bob and the aliens. You're saying, nope. We can use the real fact of the aliens as a cover for preventing Bob from being killed. So that's what we're doing.
You do. You do anyway. You don't have to blame that on us. You do that anyway.
What? I blame the aliens?
Sure.
Okay.
Or aliens are some zeitgeist outside of you. Blame it on the devil. Blame it on the angel. Blame it on something. Blame it on the rain. I didn't, like Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it, you know.
Right. Now, the why did CERN shut down?
Because you had cookie crumbs. Because you had cookie crumbs. You dropped cookie crumbs in it, and they were trying to make antimatter. And what they opened up was a mess, but they were afraid they were going to tap the draconian well, which your little buddy Nick did for them. So don't worry about it. They didn't find antimatter, but it's all been loosed now from the nether regions.
Yeah, did they actually know about the thing?
But
draconian
but the collider started absorbing into itself. It's smaller than it was when they began it. When it began,
it started shrinking.
It started devouring into itself. So that's the reason they forfeited it. They got a lot of money involved in that, Bob. It's a lot of money in it.
That's the point I was going to bring up. I think you told me before. The investors got scared at what they were discovering, so they shut it down.
They could not stand what they potentially were creating.
You mean mentally couldn't stand it or environmentally?
No,
it could
make a horse swallowing black hole if they couldn't close.
Ah, so that in a way they were successful with their experiment. They tapped into new vistas.
But they stopped before they did it, so I don't know how that's exciting. I mean, I don't know how they did it because they stopped before they did it.
Out of fear.
Apparently.
Or because I broke CERN. The crumbs broke CERN.
Are you told them what was going to happen, so they stopped? I don't know. Who would listen to somebody in a bad tweed leisure coat with shoulder patches?
You said, why would they listen?
Yeah.
They did. You said, I told them.
It's some past future manipulative fucker, apparently.
Okay. I have here, will instruments stop being used per particles? I guess basically.
Yes. They won't even use that anymore. They have digitized versions that blow things up or down as it goes. The same problem. There's all this we can't talk about, so carry on. You know, we're going to give an example, and you say, oh, yeah. We can't do that here. Okay, carry on, our wayward son.
Okay, we're wrapping up.
Done.
Yeah, we're wrapping up. Where's that from? Is that Edgar Allan Poe? Who's that poem?
No.
Quoted?
It's not a poem, it's a song.
Oh, okay. Who, the Eagles again?
No. Your World.
All right, Dylan,
you
Bob
know.
Dylan.
No, Kansas, Bob. Fuck, don't you know nothing?
I know the band Kansas, yes.
The song it was.
Okay, great. Now, where in the Bible did it anticipate the rip, or was the rip totally unforeseen?
Three places. Nehemiah.
Yeah, chapter and verse.
You want chapter and verse? No, it's all in Nehemiah.
Anybody else? Any other part of the Bible? You said three. Daniel. Any particular part of Daniel?
Mostly 12. Daniel 12.
And the third part, third reference?
Philippians.
All of it?
Yeah, it's short. It's really short.
Okay. New bread that JW sent, it's very nice texture.
It is very good. It's very good. The new water, that's the better. It's been so long since you had living water, that water has changed. We're going to try to send another. We're going to try to send another round. We're going to have to get it something covert. We're going to have to send it to somebody to send to you. Maybe we're going to try it that way. We're not quite sure what we're going to do. We're going to try something to get it to you. But they won't.
That's
we got
water.
The bread through. Water. We got the bread through, but we couldn't get six boxes of water. Still lost in space. No record.
Okay. The eight boxes of bread, only got two so far. More coming?
Well, the first boxes were water, not bread.
I know, but the bread showed up, and there's eight boxes. Is that eight boxes of water or eight boxes of both or eight boxes of bread?
Six boxes of water, two boxes of bread. Last two boxes were bread. The first boxes were water. None of the water made it so far, we take it.
Right, so the bread, JW has come to a good point in making the bread nice texture, and that's helped by the new water.
It is. And he's trying to get it simplified so that it'll hold up to ship around the world. But it's still troublesome because, like the South Africa and some of those places, we're not sure it's going to hold up long enough to get to them because it could sit in customs for a month. And that's not really good to be sitting like that. So we're going to have to play with that just a little bit to see. We're trying to work out some crackers that will hold. Maybe that'll be the ticket. We're going to play with that and make it for them so they can enjoy the benefit of it as well. We're going to work on that too. JW's on it. Don't worry. And he's going to – he looks like it. He makes this thing look easy, Bob, and it's going to be good.
It's hard, but he makes it look easy.
He will. Yeah, because once it starts flowing, then, it's easy. He does.
Okay, we'll end up with this, it seems. Trump is back. Pat Cattell, his assistant, Facebooked, we're back. Now, what does this does this mean that Trump's in charge of empty Washington?
Yep. Nobody else is there. Why not? You got Jen Psaki that's running around saying, well, we think if you had an electric car, you wouldn't have all these problems in the Southeast. It's perfect. So nobody's taking any credible resistance to anything. So he's going to come in and say, okay, y'all come stand over here. We got you. Y'all come stand over here. We got you. Don't listen to them motherfuckers. They're not saying anything. Well, if they don't let me answer no questions, when I answer questions, I get into trouble. I get into trouble when I answer questions. Well, I can't do that.
Who's saying that?
That's
Biden.
Joseph
Biden. Okay.
Robin Biden. I can't be answering no questions. I get into trouble. So it's a beautiful thing. So he's not in charge, so it doesn't matter. So we'll work this out. It'll be good. You'll see. Everybody say, okay, let's just go with Trump.
So the Biden, but they'll have the Constitutional Convention to go with that to make a viceroy position.
Stop. Stop saying that. You say it wrong, and then stupid Scott, 9 fucking PhD, the most illiterate human being, the poorest stew-eating motherfucker on the planet, gets it all tangled up because you say it wrong. It is not. It is a convention of states.
All the time. I correct that order all the time. You know that. You're not paying attention. I always spell it out the proper order, okay? He noticed that somebody said, we've got to have a convention of states. I said, yeah, that's what Ian said. And that comes before the Constitutional Convention.
Yes.
I said to him,
that's right. Because he gets all tangled up trying to correct you We want to punch him in the fucking nose. That numb-nut motherfucker going to correct you. He doesn't even know where the fuck he is, and he's going to tell you what's right and wrong. Well, no, I don't know that at all. I know this, and blah, 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 blah. Then he ends up agreeing with you when it's over with. It's like, shut the fuck up if you're going to just have an argument to hear yourself talk. It's aggravating.
Did you say he ends up agreeing with me at the end? Did you say he ends up agreeing with me at the end?
Yes, and then go to Facebook and say how great Ion is. Ion knows it all, says it all, does it all. I know everything but what I know because what Ion knows. But I don't know if I agree with it or not. I'm not sure. I haven't had any proof. I know this is going to happen, but I'm not sure. Well, I know this is how it's going to go out, and I know Jeffrey got my pup tent, my damn butcher knife, but I don't know if Brian's going to help me get it back or not. And I'm like, come on.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
But anyway, you have to be careful with the words to make sure that he can't misconstrue the words.
I know.
They'll play you.
Okay, we got that. Jesus Christ. So,
okay,
talking over me, not good. This is, let's see, the Capitol building. So Biden, they fake whatever. Is it in recess? Is that why it's empty? Are they supposed to be in session?
They're in session right now. They're having bills. They're passing the $1 trillion thing. They're talking about $2.2 trillion, and the then Republicans says, "Oh hell no! You're not going to get $800 billion. That's all you're going to get. You're not getting no $2.2 trillion, motherfuckers. I'm going to give you die and go to hell, motherfucker. You're not getting a thing. We're going to make sure.
Can they stop? Can they stop the Democrats?
They're not there, Bob.
Okay,
they're
so where are they?
There.
Does the press know they're not going to Capitol and they go somewhere else where Rob Reiner built a set, and that's the Capitol building's fake set, and the people taping it are in on it?
Nope, they just give CGIs, and they just give a little sound snippet, and then they run with it. And then everybody says, well, they're fighting. They're beefing again. They're beefing. Nancy Pelosi's mad. Donald Schumer, he had a little, he's got hemorrhoids, and we've prescribed him some cream to put on his ass so he'll feel better. But we don't know if he's going to overcome this new element of surprise that now he's suffering from a nice big varicose vein in his rectum. We don't know if he's going to overcome it or not.
And that's, so that, yeah,
it's all circular and babbish. It's blithering babbish.
It's footage, which they put CGI in the background. But that's all done by the tech body somehow, which is an intelligence.
Yes.
Nobody knows where it is or how it shows up. Correct?
So far. So far.
Meanwhile, Trump's going to come in the interval between these vacuums of chemical body and virtual bullshit.
And say, look here, these people have lost their damn mind. Here in North Carolina, here's some gas. We're going to give you some gas. If you give a... You give North Carolina gas, they'll give you anything you want right now. They ain't got none. 70% of them ain't got none. So it's going to be
bad. So Trump's going to take advantage of the pipeline crisis?
Oh, yeah. All of it. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And
you
it's
need
very
to need
heavy.
What the need is, it's a good day.